What's going on, everybody, with the Trophy Husbands? I'm Marcus.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick. We are coming back at you. Kind of apologies for last week's episode in which we had to hobble together and use what we had, which wasn't a whole lot. And I mean, it was still an entertaining episode. It's just so bad that it cut out like the last 20 minutes.
It was like when you do a project and you have everything done, your computer corrupts the file, so you have to go with what you have.
And you're like, it's good enough.
You have like a presentation the next day, and you're like, all right, fuck it, we'll do it live.
Like, exactly, exactly.
Same feeling.
So, because of that, though, we're actually jumping on here with 2 weeks behind us that we haven't talked about yet because we didn't get to record last weekend. So, let's jump on it, because really, we're recording on Saturday again, by the way, folks, but this past weekend, Friday, kind of actually starts with me and Marcus.
Yeah.
Because, as previously mentioned in an episode, I'd gotten free tickets to go to the Revs game, so we're like, oh, great, like, let's go to the Revs game. One thing we didn't count on.
The fucking heat.
It was hot as balls.
Yeah.
Like, we went and we got tickets, and like I said, I had eight, so I got vouchers, and we exchanged those for 8 tickets in the shade. So yes, we were even in the shade, and actually, half our crew ended up not coming out because they stepped outside and were like, no, too hot. So basically, it ended up being myself, my girlfriend Alex, and Marcus in this shaded spot of the stadium. And it was still so freaking hot.
We made it about halfway through the game.
We made it until the top of the fifth inning. Like, the fifth inning was just beginning. And, it was bad. Alex even made the joke, because we were talking about recording at some point that week, or that weekend. And I was just like, well, you guys are going to be recording as, like, the trophy eunuchs, because you just sweat your dick off.
No, she said you're not going to have balls.
That's right.
That's what it was. And I was like, we're going to call ourselves the trophy units.
That's right. That's right.
I think you got bags of dicks in your head.
Yeah, thanks.
Bags of dicks.
That's Steve's
hit. Steve's hit song. He's putting it out on the B-side of Will's new release.
Yeah.
Anyway, though, so wait a minute. Before I jump on that, so we're all sitting there sweating terribly, and by, like, the fourth inning, we're just like, all right, the hell with this. And we were talking about leaving, but what song was it that Alex and I were making fun of? Because, like, immediately after it played, you're like, all right, I'm done, let's go.
Oh, it was Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah, we're like, that was the last straw. Pop Goes the Weasel was the last straw for Mark, and he's like, I can't do this.
It wasn't even that.
What happened
when
Pop Goes the Weasel?
Well, no, nothing happened. We were just that hot.
It was that hot, and I rage quit the game. I was like, I'm done here.
He did. He rage quit real life.
Yes, I did. Yes,
but
I did.
From there, we actually diverge. Let me finish where we went for Friday, and then you can jump on from that part, Marcus. It wasn't anything too terribly exciting. I ended up dropping off Marcus at our friend Libby's place,
mm-hmm.
and from there, went back to my apartment with Alex, picked up Steve, and we headed down to Philadelphia to stay at the apartment of two of my friends from... Well, technically, the one's from daycare, the other's from elementary school. Two guys I've known for a long time, basically. Stay at their apartment for the night before going over and doing stuff on Saturday, which we will get to. But, Marcus, how was your Friday from when I dropped you off then?
Friday was pretty good. It was kind of like we just hung around, and then, pretty usual, it was just like, we're going to drink, yeah. It was like, whatever. Like, Sam had this giant, the big fucking handle of Captain. He's like, you want some? Yeah, you do. I'm like, I'm good. And then John's like, you should drink beer. And I'm just like, why? For what?
Did you just look at him like, do you know me? Like, have you ever drank and hang out with me? Like, do I ever really drink beer? Occasionally,
it's like,
but...
It's like the last thing for...
I mean, that's normally where I can tell and, like, look and be like, wow, Marcus is hammered. If I see you sipping on a beer, like, first off, you're never the kind of person to chug a drink, period. But, like, if I see you even, like, sipping a beer at all, like, even if you've had it for a half hour, just kind of slowly putting it down kind of thing, and it's, like, later in the night, I'm just like, he's not just being polite or something like that. I'm like, Marcus is drunk.
The alcohol demons have infested my liver and are now... playing with my dignity.
But yeah, on Friday, though, I did kind of forget to mention, or well, it wasn't anything exciting, but what we ended up doing was actually just cracking open a handful of beers and sitting around and watching the Olympics.
Nice.
And we watched the volleyball, the U.S. women's volleyball and everything, and that was good.
Yeah.
But that was about it until Saturday. So Saturday was a hell of an adventure for us, really, because we went to Philadelphia because I had gotten, through my uncle, free tickets for the New Jersey Six Flags,
mm-hmm.
which was awesome. But, so, Philadelphia, kind of halfway between, like, Six Flags and York kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so, myself, Alex, Steve, my two friends, Paul and Matt, Steve and mine's two friends, not to exclude you, Steve, we all got in the car and drove to New Jersey, and again, Saturday, hot as all hell. Alex actually looked it up. Like, we waited actually past 12 for actually getting into the park. Like, we were driving around, we left around, like, 12:30 or so. So that way, it was kind of, like, after high noon, basically.
Yeah.
But we got to the park around 1:30 or so. But Alex looked at it on her phone. The temperature was 99 degrees. Because of, like, the real feel, that kind of thing, 110. But
I didn't burn at all.
I amazingly didn't either, and I am very pale. But
you are, continue.
But yes.
Tell us more, yeah.
Melanin deficiency check.
But the best part about it though, like, yes, it was hot as all hell, we were all just sweating terribly, but the best part about it was the fact that because of how hot it was, there were not nearly as many people on a Saturday in the summer as I'm sure that place would normally have.
Well, of course. Common sense. It's going to be like Satan's ball sack outside. You want to go ride roller coasters? No. No, the fuck I don't.
No, no, I agree with you, but what ended up happening was then, like, I think we got on almost every single ride, like, almost immediately, within, like, 5 or 10 minutes. One or two rides we waited maybe 15 or 20 minutes, but then the King de la Ka, the best ride out there, which was awesome, King de Ka, was the one that we ended up waiting the longest on, which is only half hour, 45 minutes. When, I mean, you think amusement park, like, that's really not that bad.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And this is, we waited a half hour on this, and this is the tallest roller coaster in the world, and the second fastest at 128 miles per hour. All
right.
And it takes you up something like 450 feet or something like that, and then you just plunge down.
So I didn't know that when I got on it.
You didn't know that? Paul had been saying it the entire day.
I was, don't you remember, I was walking behind you guys for the longest
time. Oh, that's
time.
True, that's true.
It's neck snappingly good.
Oh,
so,
dude.
So when I got on it, I was like, oh, I just gotta go up and right.
You'll be
back.
Fine.
But when I went up, I was like, oh, I'm going to die.
No, it was so...
I'm actually going to die right now. I see a man's hat fly past me. That could be my head.
It was so funny because because Steve and Matt went on a separate one, they were a little ahead of us, and then the rest of us all went on one. Well, first off, before I get to that, when we stopped, Alex was next to me, Paul was behind me, and Alex is pale. Paler than me. That's saying something.
Yes.
Like, ghost pale and shaking. I look at her, I'm like, you okay, honey? And she's like, I hate you all. I hate all of you and your friends. And then I look back at Paul, and he's like, woo, let's do it again. I'm like, exactly, that was my mentality. But we got off, and Steve and Matt were both just like, oh, God, never again. And Steve's just like, I basically cursed the entire way. which you could tell
bleep,
from the,
bleep, 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 bleep.
You could tell from the picture that he was. You could see it in his lips from the picture. He's like, shoo.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was terrifying. Like, at the top, when you get to the top, you're like, okay, that wasn't so bad. And then it goes down, and you're like, oh.
And I mean, like, it's almost like a 90-degree drop. It's just, like, straight down.
And then it does that thing where it...
The little slight loop, yeah.
And the corkscrews and shit.
Yeah, that basically corkscrew kind of, but it was fun. Like, it was a blast. I think That was around like 7 or 7:30 that we got on that. We got on two more coasters after that, and I think the one that left that one left the biggest impression on me. But the one that seemed to leave the biggest impression on the rest of everyone else was Superman, the roller coaster, and I was so excited about that. Like, I had a Superman shirt on. I'm like, oh man, Superman! Anybody who doesn't know, on who's listening to this, I'm a huge Superman fan. Which,
yeah, you are.
Is a given. I have 3 Superman shirts. I have multiple Superman glasses. Got a Superman shot glass at Six Flags after riding the ride.
Or Lois Lane fleshlight.
I got this image. Lois Lane with a very distorted mouth.
Fuck. God. So, but we went on Superman. And the thing with Superman is, like, you sit in it like you're going on any kind of other, like, roller coaster where your legs are dangling kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going on the Great Bear or something from Hershey. Yeah. And you get in that, and you're sitting there, it rotates so that you are actually facing the ground.
Yeah.
And then you blast off. And everyone else, and Steve can take it from here, was just like, they were so afraid about falling out. But me, I was doing exactly that. I was like, in the Superman pose almost the entire way. I'm like, I love it. And Steve actually went out before us, and before it actually took off, I'm sitting there, and like it leaned up before it blasted. I'm like, Steve, take a picture. Take a picture of me doing this. I'll post it up on the Twitter.
But, yeah, it wasn't... I didn't mind it. My only issue was I should have put my glasses in my pocket, so I missed half the ride because I was doing... I was doing this.
Your eye patching.
It was like I was missing like half of what was going on.
Oh, jeez.
But it was fun. I felt like I was going to die, but it was fun.
Paul, Alex, and Matt were all just like, ooh! And I'm just like, this is the best day of my life!
That roller coaster is from like early 2000s, so it needed some work too.
Well, the thing is that I think it was okay for the most. Well, no, that's true, because you did say it. You saw when they had these leg clamps that kind of like. Not didn't clamp on your legs, but like kind of like guard. Yeah. And the guy came up and he had like, if they're supposed to close around your legs as you pull down the harness, and mine didn't. The guy had to come up and kick mine closed.
So that would be interesting.
But it was actually funny because in the ride, when you're walking up to the ride, there's all these like posters and whatnot that are explaining Superman characters and like have pictures, and they're like, oh, this is Lois Lane, Pulitzer Prize winning, blah 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 blah, and this is Jimmy Olsen, blah 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 blah. But the thing is that they were all using images of these characters from like the comics in the mid 90s, so like they're super all old. I think even the Superman that they were showing was the mullet Superman of the 90s.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
But after that, actually, it did get funnier even from that. We didn't leave the park. We were there from about 1:30 until 9.
Solid.
After that, we drove back to our friend's place in Philly, stayed the night there, but obviously after a day like that where everyone's just been sweating like crazy too, we all took about like an hour and a half or two first to get rehydrated, and then afterwards, couple of us started drinking. Like, most everyone, well, pretty much is me and my buddy Matt. Most everyone else is just kind of sipping. But Matt and I started putting back some. And at one point, I didn't realize this initially, but Matt was actually drinking exactly what I was drinking. And he goes, Nick, at one point he goes to me, he's like, Nick, now I know I can't outdrink you, but I'm going to keep up. I'm going to keep up with you. And I'm just like...
Rookie mistake. Rookie and that's... Dude, no. No, you don't understand. Like, I'd never try to keep up with people.
Right.
Never.
But the thing is, I didn't even realize it. And he was already kind of like, ooh, at this point.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're keeping up with me? Oh. Okay.
Nope. That's the way to find a fucking early grave, is you're just like, I'm going to keep up with these people. And then...
Well, it was funny, because throughout the night, like, everyone else went to bed, and then it was just me and Matt up for a while, and it was funny, because he's like, we're doing a sunrise crew today, man, like, let's do sunrise crew. I'm like, alright, dude, like, I'm down, like, I'm fine, like, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
And, he was like, alright, I'm going to use the bathroom. You pour yourself another rum and coke and grab another beer, and then we're going. I'll grab that when I come out, and then we're going. I'm like, all right, sounds good. So I did that. I finished my beer. I got about, like, halfway through my rum and coke, and it's like, everyone else has gone to bed, like I said, and it's like 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, shoot, he still didn't come out of the bathroom yet. I'm like, I bet he got sick. And I went up, I'm banging on the door, I'm like, hey, buddy.
You good?
Buddy. Like, exactly, like, you good, like, buddy? No response. So I'm like, oh, crap. And I try to open up the door, it's locked. Alex wakes up, she's on the couch, and she's just like, oh, I know these kind of locks. Like, I can actually pop these open with a knife.
Go figure. It's one of those, like, has a slit.
Yeah, like, you stick the knife in, like,
yeah,
just have to turn it.
Yeah.
But, so she does that, and I'm like, okay, I don't know what we're going to see here, so you walk away. Like, I want to keep my buddy's dignity for himself.
What?
No.
And I open up the door, and there's my buddy just passed out on the floor, boxes up, and just, like, his pants around his knees kind of thing. Like, no signs of puke or anything. I literally think he went to the bathroom and then just fell asleep on the floor. Like, and it wasn't like a ba-doom, like a collapse, because he's a bigger dude, so I would have heard him fall. I think it's just like a fall, like a small, like, slumping over until just like,
A gradual
action
roll
to sleep.
Like,
David came out of nowhere and knocked the Goliath over.
Well, that's if you had heard it kind of thing, but yeah. Yeah. So I got him to bed and then went to bed myself. Next morning, he's just like, I don't remember a thing. He's like, I thought I fell asleep on the couch and then made my way to my bed. And we're like, no, buddy. No. And Steve was actually in his room on a blow-up mattress. And he tried to, like, fall asleep. Like, he saw the mattress, didn't see Steve. So he actually first tried to lay down on top of Steve. I'm like, no, buddy. Like, that's nope.
I came to join you, Steve.
Exactly. Yeah.
Paw in ear.
But so that was.
I haven't explained the fuck.
Yeah, we haven't gotten there yet. So that was our last Saturday. Sorry, that took a really long time to explain.
Wait,
I
have to take a PSA for a second. If you go to Six Flags and you're an overweight person, don't bother getting on most of their rides because they'll have to get the wrench.
That did happen for Steve.
And that was really upsetting.
The first ride we got on, him and our friend Matt were both too big to actually ride the ride. So we got off the ride, like, where the hell did Steve and Matt go?
Yeah, but ever since, I had to try every single seat before I got on it. I've never had to do that.
Yeah.
They were
You were able to get on a handful of them, though. Like, a pretty, I mean, in total, for all the rides that we rode, which, actually, by the way, just the weekend before, Alex's friend Amber had been at Six Flags, and she was there for 8 hours, only got to ride 4 rides because of the lines.
Fuck that.
We got to ride a ton more than that, so I'm just like, woo, like, as miserable as it was with the heat, I'm like, that probably is the reason we got on as many.
Well, this is how poorly designed the rides were. When we got on that Skull Mountain ride or whatever that
was. Yeah.
Paul and I sat together.
Oh, yeah,
but
this was awful.
They have one of those stupid bars.
One of the full line bars, not like an individual one.
Oh.
So Paul, who's a smaller
Paul's
guy.
Paul's smaller, so I'm like, it's like, I'm doing this. I'm like, don't die.
Because the bar came down to Steve, and then Paul probably had like a good foot in front of him. So like the cart's like going all over the place. But
do you like to get sued?
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Exactly. But, so yeah, sorry, like I said, like that, I feel like that was, like, half the podcast right there, so, how was your last Saturday, Marcus?
I didn't do shit, I just went to bed.
Alright, never mind!
I was trying to figure out what to do, nothing came about, I was just like, well, you know what, it's like 12:30, I'm just gonna go to bed. That was my Saturday.
Living Woo! The fuck up!
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, then,
my Saturday was a bag of dicks.
Unless you guys want to say
it. Bag of dicks. You've got a bag of dicks. You've got one. I've got one. We all got a bag of dicks. Yeah.
Anyway, unless anyone has anything they want to say about this week, let's fast forward to yesterday. How was everyone's Friday?
What did I do?
You came out. Well, you went to Topher's.
I watched Soaked in Bleach. That was interesting.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
That was. I definitely believe she hired somebody. If Soaked in Bleach is. Nirvana's,
I was about to say, I don't know this.
Nirvana's lead singer, Kurt Cobain, and it's the private detective that, shit, what was her name?
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love hires 5 days before they find his dead body. And it's basically saying that Courtney Love played a role in Kurt Cobain's death. Kurt Cobain's death, yes.
Kurt Cobain's.
Coco Bangs, yes.
Coco Bang?
Coco Krispies.
Just keep transforming it. Yeah. But, no, I mean, is that like a documentary kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool.
That's okay, because I mean, that's been like a long-held theory, so I'd be interested in seeing that.
I totally believe she did it.
But beyond that, though, for Friday, Steve, you went as well as I did, over to our friend Topher's girlfriend's place, Rachel. Mm-hmm. She was having a little party. I think it's kind of like a farewell party for him because he's actually heading off to Harvard here after this weekend. And so I went there with Alex, and we chilled for a little bit, ate, drank, had fun for about like an hour, hour and a half, but we'd already made other plans to meet up with Steve Stein and our friend Ian down at the Holy Hound. So we left. Just as we were leaving, Maggie and Steve are getting there, and they're like, all right, guys, like, we'll see you. You guys know you're more than welcome to come down to the Hound. And, so, I don't know, like...
Farewells, that's all.
Yeah, just chilling.
Spent, like, 30 minutes there, and then I was like, okay, time to go.
I gotcha. And then we ended up at the Holy Hound, and just drinking with Steve Stein and Ian, and then Steve and Maggie came over. And from there, we met up with Beck, who I guess hadn't been drinking in the last month, like the last 30 days. And
yeah,
so
she was on some sort of hiatus.
Yeah. And so she's just like, she came in at like 11:30 and she's like, I can drink again in a half hour. She's like, I'm going to drink. And we're just like, all right, that's cool. Like, you do you.
Nope.
And
the binge begins.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just like, she was trying to play catch up. And, from there, all of us drank pretty heavily. We ended up getting some beers and heading back to Steve and mine's place around, like, maybe 12:30 or 1. Got up here and played Cards Against Humanity for, like, an hour, hour and a half, until basically Steve Stein and Beck were just kind of too drunk to really stay focused on the game, and then it kind of fell apart from there. But and then we were just outside talking for a little bit.
It's Cards Against Humanity. It's gonna be fucking gross.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
They were like, it was really gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
It looked like an elephant.
The fuck?
Wow.
I just wanted to see her face, that's all. It did look like an elephant. It looked like an anaconda.
So, from there, Ian...
The fuck is happening right now?
I'm sorry, it didn't look like an anaconda, it looked like a squirrel. All
right. From there, Ian, Steve, and I ended up being outside, like, just doing what you do when you're drinking, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, we reminisced about the good times of high school, and then that was about it. That was the night, pretty much.
What are you talking about? We always do MDMA and go streaking.
Only once.
Hey, you fucking remember. Lush.
I remember it all, son. So how was your Friday, though?
It was alright. Met up with...
Did you meet up with Libby and them? Because I know she was inviting me out at one point.
Met up with them after work, and then went over... Well, I was supposed to meet up with Eric, and then he went somewhere else, and then I go to the party that he was supposed to be at.
And he wasn't there?
Yeah, and I'm just like, he's like, well, we went to this place, but it's dead, and we're coming back. I'm like, alright, cool. 20 minutes later, nothing. I'm like, well, I don't fucking know anybody.
Like, why am I even here?
Like, yeah, like, I had nothing to drink with me, and I have nothing to contribute at this moment in time, so I'm gonna leave. I go to the house that they're at, they take forever to get back to the bar, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. So that was pretty much my night. It was just kind of like...
Nothing too terribly exciting.
Oh, nothing at all was too terribly exciting.
Well, that's kind of a bummer.
I ran into somebody that I knew from forever ago. It was kind of like one of those...
I feel like you do that, like, every single week, though.
Yeah. It was like... I walk up and say, oh, my God, Marcus is here! I'm like, well, this is...
Marcus is here.
Marcus is indeed here. I have entered the building. Hello.
Now I'm leaving. To be honest, it's probably, as you were saying earlier, going to start getting a little more,
interesting around these parts.
Yeah, yeah, with the return of the York College people and all that stuff.
It's not too bad. It's like, but it's like when you have a game and the game's like, all right, it's kind of cool that you get all the DLC characters. You're like, now this is awesome. you have the Bad Decision expansion pack.
Right.
That's all it is.
The Bad Decision expansion
pack. Yeah, that's all it is.
It's pretty much what it is. You're right.
Cause yeah, you're just like, all right, well, I have these, you know, 10 characters. They can all do bad decisions, and then 2 weeks from now, I have 40 characters, and they can all make terrible decisions together and separately. The Bad Decision expansion pack.
So, I do want to say this, though. One guy, and I think it was you who sent this, Marcus. One gentleman here was not making bad decisions. Or at least, if he was, he was being smart about it. Because of, this story about a man poses as a delivery driver and steals cases of beer.
Yes, I remember that.
I was blown away by that. I'm like, that's genius. Why have I never thought of this before?
He looked like a delivery man.
He did. He absolutely did.
Yeah, he had the pulley and he had like the polo and the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He put some fucking planning into this one. This was an Ocean's 11 for like 5 cases of beer.
Ocean's 11 for 5 cases of beer.
I'm pretty sure we could probably pull it off for a little bit, and then somebody's going to wise up.
The only thing is we'd need like some prosthetics, like, you know, a big nose, a mustache kind of thing. And
Alex works in the theater department.
That's true. Well, that's true.
I think what really gets it is the sunglasses. I think he's wearing sunglasses and a hat.
Yeah, he was. He was.
It was very convincing.
It was very convincing, absolutely. If I was the store clerk, and I mean, come on, how many people as a store clerk is going to be really like, no, like, I need to see something.
Well, you got to pick a busy day, too.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be going in, like, midday Tuesday.
You got to go on, like, an afternoon on a Friday and just be like, all right, so,
I'm delivering this and this. Yeah. Like, you just come in with boxes, and then you just leave with those boxes. Like, oh, yeah, I just jumped off, or I just dropped off the goods, and I'm just taking the boxes with me. Little unknown fact, it's filled with beer.
I want to know what kind of planning went into this guy's... Because this wasn't just a wake-up.
Did he get caught, or...
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, they had a picture from, like, the security camera, but again, like, with the hat, the glasses, all that, like, you couldn't really make out a whole lot of details, so...
Right.
But this
he, like, leaves, so he's got that Mission Impossible mask on.
Exactly. Exactly.
Simon Pegg underneath.
Gonna drink some beer now, cause I just stole that beer, and they're never gonna catch me. I got beer. That wasn't like a wake up on a Tuesday and be like, I'm gonna do this. No, like, he put some fucking thought into that.
He went to the dry cleaners. He was like, I need a very prim pressed polo with a name tag on it.
Exactly.
Got a job in the morning.
It was so convincing, though. I'm just like, and like I said, though, I was just like, that's genius.
They're like, there's a detective, the beer detective, and he's looking at it, he's like, the only clue we have is this dry cleaner receipt.
But the man paid cash, so we can't track the order.
Dang it! He's too smart for us!
That almost kind of sounds like a shitty Netflix show. Some guy that just poses as a delivery driver and just steals shit for fun.
It'd be genius. It would be genius.
Just call it The Package. Like, there you go. You're welcome, Netflix. You're fucking welcome.
You got enough of them. Just take them all.
Exactly.
Take the bad and the good.
Mm. Oh, they've actually been putting us pretty good stuff lately.
No, they put bad stuff on, too.
Well, yeah. Every
network does.
They have to.
Can't all be good.
Yeah, no, that's just life. Like, you can't. If everything is always good, something is,
bound to be bad.
Yeah, something is bad.
I don't know how Hemlock Grove keeps getting seasons. That's my issue.
Probably has viewers. I've never even watched Hemlock Grove.
I've watched the first season of the sex season.
The sex season! Oh, my!
Fanfiction, Steve?
Steve always going on that fanfiction.
A bag of dicks. That's what they get. It's a bag of dicks.
writing yourself in the scenes, and Steve mysteriously entered the room
with a bag of dicks,
warding off all of the intruders with giant dicks from a bag.
No, the second season was, and the third season was.
But see, it's one of those things.
All those descriptive words right there.
Yeah, but
I'm pretty sure the listeners can
guesstimate.
yeah, but if they have enough momentum coming out of the gate, that can last for a while.
That's true. But actually, I just learned a complete tangent here. Guesstimated is an actual word. I did not know that.
We did it, folks.
We made it is in the dictionary.
Yes. Yes, it is. Because
which it really isn't necessary to be, because an estimate itself is kind of a guess.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, hey, English language!
Hey, man, nothing makes sense in the fucking English language. It's one of the most bastardized pidgin language ever.
So is Furby in the dictionary?
I wouldn't be surprised.
What about furry?
Oof. Yiff. If you didn't know what a Furby sounds like a weird sexual term.
She gave me a Furby last night, man.
Like, ooh.
You try to teach her cuss words?
Like, nah. So it was going good, and she's like, I'm going to fight my friend over, and then they both gave me a Furby. Don't touch it. Just leave it alone.
Don't talk.
How awkward would that be?
No sudden movements.
How awkward would that be if, like, you're in the middle of it kind of thing, and just like, oh yeah, like in a girl's room, and then like her Furby that she randomly has like starts talking.
Me so hungry.
Like,
I couldn't figure out. So I got one when I was little.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, it was the fad.
Had to keep up with the Joneses.
So I didn't know how to take the batteries out, so I just left it in the closet, and all I could hear was its groaning for, like, affection.
just like all those
It
girls,
was slowly
never
dying.
Back.
Slowly dying.
Furby called it?
That was horrifying.
You put it in the closet and wouldn't feed it or give it affection? You're a fucking terrible Furby parent. You're fucking awful.
You're a terrible Furby.
Fucking PSA. If you're a Furby,
you don't trust
in the closet for
you don't trust an 8 or 6 year old with a fucking child at that age.
They are no, but that's the thing. Like, it's a fucking Sarah McLachlan commercial. I'm gonna see like 20 years down the line.
Oh boy, the return of Sarah McLachlan.
Lord of the angel, feed me.
What fucking?
Have your Furby's been neglected?
When Skynet happens and machine becomes self-aware, Furby commercials are going to be a thing, and they're going to have your face as, like, the anti-Furby overlord.
No, what it's going to be is the Furbies are going to be the ones that take over. They're like, you didn't love us, Steven.
It's not just, okay, there was plenty of people that didn't love their Furby.
I didn't fucking want one.
I never had one, yeah.
No, that was a terrible decision.
That sounds like a fucking horror movie waiting to happen. You leave it in the closet, and then out of nowhere, you're just like, I'm gonna go put this in the yard sale, and
Sign
the Furby's
up.
Gone.
Speaking of it, that new costume looks awesome.
It's horrifying. For Stephen King's It, they're doing a remake. I don't know if you saw that, Marcus.
No.
Yeah, they're doing a remake, and It's horrifying. And for me personally, that movie is horrifying in general. Not because I'm one of those people that's like afraid of clowns or anything like that, but I saw that movie when I was like 5 or 6. Which is not a movie to see when you are 5 or 6.
Fuck no.
Freaked the living hell out of me, because I remember I was afraid to take a shower for like half a year. Because there's the one scene where like the kid gets like pulled down through the shower drain. Yeah. And I was
all
just like,
float down here, Nick Lentz.
Dude,
how does a child get pulled through a shower drain? They're so small.
I don't
It's a Stephen King book.
I don't remember if he actually gets pulled through the drain or something happens. Like, again,
are you sure you're not thinking of the scene where like the kid drops a ball down there and you just see the
No, ball? I know which one you're thinking of.
And that's the one that gets stolen, isn't it? Or is
I
he...
think I don't remember. I literally haven't.
But is that like, it's not like it's based off of anything real. Like, we're not going to be, like, go down to the bar and, like,
yeah,
oh,
but
shit, it's Yoda.
We know
like,
what
I'm like 5 and 6, so it's just, like, obviously. I honestly, it freaked me out so much, I haven't seen it since then.
What, It?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never gone back and rewatched it, and that's why
I'm
kind of looking at
it. It's less terrifying when you find out
I'm sure.
that it's a spider.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. But, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with Chucky. Like, I saw Chucky at a very young age as well, and that freaked the hell out of me. And then when I went back and watched it, I'm like, this is stupid. Just kick the stupid doll.
Yeah, mine was Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, I love Killer Clowns
from Outer freaked Space. Me out when I was young. And then, because that was the year it came out, it was big. And then my uncle, unbeknownst to him, got me a clown for my birthday that year. I don't even remember because I was super young. My mom was like, you're not having any of it. He did not like that at all.
That's great.
Amazing, impeccable timing that man had.
Well, it was kind of the same thing because I don't remember what they were called, but I remember that year my parents got me for Christmas or for my birthday or something. Like, there was something basically the equivalent of like the My Buddy doll in the Chucky films.
Oh, yeah, it was Buddy.
Was it Buddy? Like,
yeah.
My Buddy or something? I don't remember, but, like, I saw that. My parents got me that. I hung it from my bedpost with a jump rope. I'm not even lying. I did this when I was, like, 5 or 6 years old.
Not taking any fucking chances here.
That was it. Like, I hung it from the neck with a jump rope.
I can see you, like, writing a tactical book in Crayon at 5 years old called, like, Preemptive Strike of Chucky.
I saw his eyes move today.
Exactly. He's just plotting and scheming over there with his 1,000-yard stare and his dumb smile. Not today, motherfucker.
I made sure to keep
Nick
all
Lentz
knives.
Is going down.
I made sure to keep all knives in a locked drawer. The only key is in my stomach.
He'll have to kill me to get it out. Game on, fuckface.
Parents find it like, oh my god!
What the hell is wrong with Nick?
Staples it to the doll itself.
I'm gonna bury him in the backyard. It's like 3 in the morning, Nick can't sleep, and you just see him like shoveling.
Lightning strikes.
He's sweating profusely, just mumbling. He's not gonna fucking get me. No!
The little pyros!
After he does it, he sits down, pours himself like a fucking big ass glass of apple juice. It's like sitting there sweating, has a candy cigarette in his hand.
Goes to bed, wakes up next morning. It's sitting right at the end of his bed.
Those things were creepy as fuck.
They were. Even without the Chucky movie, those things were just creepy.
I don't think the Chucky movie helped it.
No, definitely not.
No, it was creepy, and then it just intensified its creepiness. So it was kind of like, here's a fire. Let's put gasoline on it.
Exactly.
It's like going over to your mom's house when she has
those
dolls.
Creepy dolls, yeah.
I swear to God, those things follow me.
No, these dolls, my mom has these, well, essentially, one is an antique doll. Like, it's a glass doll from, like, 1905 kind of thing that her great aunt gave her when she was a kid. And then she has this other doll from when she was a kid, so back in the 60s kind of thing. Both creepy as all hell. And like Steve says about just seeing them and them being freaky, I'll tell you what, it's really weird. It's like the one corner that they're in, it's like you walk up there in the night, and if the moonlight is just like shining through the window in the right way, like they're illuminated, like their eyes are glowing, and I'm just like, they're gonna kill me.
It literally looks like their eyes are following you.
I know. Like they well, it's kind of like the what is it? The Mona Lisa that does that? Yeah, like Mona where Lisa like it doesn't matter wherever you're standing, it kind of looks like she's looking at you.
This is why Nick can't sleep.
Because killer dolls are coming for me.
Killer dolls, it is fucking
childhood. It started from a young age.
He's just like, they don't do shit during the day, but at nighttime is when they move. So, if I don't sleep at night and I just nap during the day, I'm safe.
Except I don't nap during the day either, though. I forgot that part. My plan was foolproof, except for that.
You just stay up, binge drinking apple juice and watching Looney Tunes, scanning the room, like, I not was, today.
Actually, it definitely would have been Kool-Aid for me. I was a Kool-Aid kid. And I actually ended up watching Beavis and Butthead when I was, like, 4. Because I got up, I remember my parents put me to bed, and then I got up, my dad had fallen asleep on the couch, and, you know, mid-90s kind of thing. My dad's in his late 20s. What does he have on MTV? Yeah. And there's Beavis and Butthead. And as like a 3 or 4 year old, I'm just like, ooh, cartoons. Yep. Like, hey, boobs.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve.
I forget.
Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off.
What were we talking about?
Dolls and how they were creepy as fuck. And how Nick doesn't sleep.
No.
Nope, nothing.
No.
Actually, though, speaking of dolls, not quite a doll, but I don't know if you guys saw this. I sent this in the group chat. They've started putting these up all over the place. But New York City Parks Department issues cheeky response to naked Trump statue. People, there's a whole organization that all over the country has been putting up these like life-size statues of Donald Trump naked. They are hideous, first off.
See, the question is,
they
somebody
how I imagined he'd be naked. Even though I never imagined that, that's just how I imagined it.
No, when I saw it, I kind of looked at it. When I saw it, I kind of looked at it. I was just like, yeah, no, like I go to Ivanka or whatever and be like, so is that it? Yeah.
Of course. But ask her what the paycheck is like.
Yeah, exactly. Though, if you recall, we had a conversation in one of the very early episodes where we were saying, like, oh, there was some guy in the PR department that's just like, no, let me handle this. I got this one. There was a guy that had that for this. Because the Parks spokesman... NYC Parks stands firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
How old?
Yeah, right?
That guy was planning that one.
Slayed it.
Bam! That guy, DeMarco.
They were like, okay, we have to make an official statement about taking this down. The guy's like, no. I got this.
I don't care if I lost my job. This is great.
Exactly. He's like, it doesn't matter. This is going to kick off my my new comedy career.
Clarence and HR is back at it, motherfuckers.
Clarence and HR. That's exactly what it was.
Got all these puns, bro.
Oh, he nailed that one, though. It made me laugh so much. I was just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, dear. Oh, that one, dear Clarence. You deserve a Subway sandwich.
At least.
You know what's horrifying? Like, every day starts to become more and more like a comic book.
Like, you just fucking realized this shit?
Every day gets worse and worse.
Dude, it's been like the last 5 years. Not even like politics, but just life in general.
It's like, did I just open up a comic strip and mm-hmm. this is life now.
Mm-hmm.
Just all, not even
there's
like,
Kathy. Not enjoying her life, but still hasn't killed herself.
Oh! Wow.
Wow.
Sorry, I don't like Kathy comics, so...
Shit. Fucking A.
Steve just went dark.
Dick's in a bucket, man.
Forget the bag.
All right.
But no, like, when you get to a certain point, well, certain people, like... They don't go outside. So this is what they're just like, you know, gonna go raid with my clan, this and that.
That's true.
If you go outside and you just have different experiences, it slowly but surely
feels like a fucking comic. Like, it feels like we're living in the Far Side just because of all the weird shit that happens.
Comic or video game or something.
Yeah, regardless of politics. Like, when we went to the fucking Rockwell and that dude was just dancing everywhere. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
Is this shit really real?
Is this real life?
Like, get the hell out of here before you get throat chopped.
Maggie was gonna do that.
She should have! I would have given her food and been like, you deserve this. But yeah, dude, all the random shit that happens, if you honestly think about it, that's why, like, people, like, comedians, they just go up and they're just like...
They're like, let me just talk about what happened in my life, because
yeah.
Guess what, it's hilarious.
Yeah, because it's so fucking weird and kooky, and then everyone's just like, is this weird? I'm just like, I don't know, is it fucking weird? Are you gonna share your story, or are you gonna tiptoe?
Well, you wanna hear something that is weird and kooky and messed up?
Do it.
I think it was you who sent this story. A woman in Texas enslaved two Mexican immigrants for 14 years and told them she was the voice of God.
I don't know that she was actually insane. I think she was just a bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't think she was insane at all. I think she was just like, hey, I'm getting free labor.
Playing the fucking long con. She's a terrible human being.
She really is.
But you gotta admit, like, that's not a bad move.
If you're a terrible person, yes.
Yeah, like, that's completely fucking awful. But think about if you had two people waiting on you hand and foot. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Would you give that up so easily?
14 years. That's how many presidents? Like, come on now.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't describe how they found out after 14 years. No, how do you go 14 years
without finding out? I mean... I guess because they were Mexican immigrants who were illegally brought over, who were put into working in cleaning houses and everything. And I don't think they spoke much of any kind of English.
Oh, my favorite thing in that article was, well, if you tell anybody about this, the hand of God will come down on you or some shit.
Exactly. Like, it's like, that's just messed up.
That's good. Dude, that's good. It's gotta be like psychological damage.
Oh,
fucking
easily.
Yin yang.
Easily.
That's
something
fucking...
out of a comic book.
Yeah, something out of a fucking comic book. Or a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know that's coming. That's gotta be a Lifetime movie coming.
Well, they're gonna spin it somehow.
No,
because
isn't
the
Lifetime movies normally about like how God makes everything better?
God makes everything better, or men are just the devil. Like,
right.
Well, in this case, it'd be the woman's the devil.
Sometimes there's one.
So they'll just change it and make it a man trying to control two Mexican immigrant women. Telling them that he's the voice of God.
No, that's...
There we go, we just got... Lifetime, there we go.
No,
we're helping everyone. Netflix and... Like,
fucking talk.
Sorry.
Go on.
No, there was that Lifetime movie with Will Ferrell and... What's her name? Shit.
Will Ferrell was in a Lifetime movie?
Yeah, it was Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig.
Mm.
And Kristen Wiig's character lost her child or whatever, or can't have another child because
right.
She fell off a pier that's like this big, like
5 feet, by the way.
Yeah. And they couldn't get to her, and she can't have a kid. And they hire this nanny, and this nanny turns out to have an obsession with Will Ferrell's character, who's an author, and. It's hysterical. It's possibly the funniest Lifetime movie I've ever watched.
I'm guessing unintentionally funny, though.
No, I don't know if it was unintentional. It was more like Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig approached them and were like, we really want to do a Lifetime movie. That's basically how it all started.
I was about to say, like, I can't see Will Ferrell in a Lifetime movie. That's bizarre.
I recommend it.
Oh, God. Hmm.
But yeah, every other Lifetime movie is just like, testosterone is evil.
I mean, I can see that.
Or there's that one where... I thought there was one where the kid has a baby really, like, super young and all the crazy shit and hardships that he has to go through. There was something along the lines.
No idea. No idea.
I saw it in school one time, and I was just like, so... the moral of the story is, don't be an idiot and wear a fucking condom. You could have told me that in 5 minutes. Rather than watching this long, drawn-out, depressing movie.
Why don't you just tell me that?
Yeah, like, this kid is 16, and I think it was, like, 16, 17, has sex, knocks this girl up, and then it's just kind of like, well, you gotta get a job now, and you gotta do this and that.
Here's the thing. There are plenty of things for him to do there. Get the abortion, Just throwing it out there. Or the first one was Plan B. And you could have done that. And there is a 10% discount when you get bring in the coupon. Just say. But anyways.
Wild nights at the...
at the CVS.
Woo! Wild nights at the Rockwell, huh?
Lead to wilder nights at the CVS.
No, that's one of the most nerve-wracking things ever. It's like, you got protection, and then your protection breaks, and you're just like, five-alarm fire, this is not a drill.
Put it out. Like,
what was that? The fuck, what do I do?
Pull out the hose. Wait, no, put the hose back. That's what happened. Like...
Yeah, nope, never fun.
You just see the red light. No,
that's the like going on in your head.
Yes.
Like when they're just like, oh fuck it, bro.
Evacuate.
All personnel out.
You can't just have like fucking smoke bombs hidden in your shoe. You throw one and just leave. And you're just like,
the inside of your
Batman,
head,
like,
the inside of your head looks like Mechagodzilla versus Godzilla.
Bang, boom! What the fuck is going on? And fucking Mothra comes in and elbow drops everyone. It's like so much shit is going on.
Oh my god. So I wanted to bring this up. I think you said you saw it, Steve. I don't know if you've seen it, Marcus. I saw this last weekend because Alex and I went to see Suicide Squad, okay. And it didn't mention on the theater that the time we were looking at was actually a 3D one, and we're like, we don't really want to see it in 3D. So instead, we ended up going and seeing Sausage Party.
I saw the previews for that, and it looked fucking hilarious.
It's funny, but oh my god, is it weird. Like, especially the last, like, 10 or 15 minutes, we're sitting there, and I look at her at one point, I'm like, the hell are we watching? Like, did you see it, Steve?
I'll be honest, I didn't know what a douche was until I saw that movie.
Oh, really?
I didn't know it looked like a plunger with a hose coming out.
No, I think the best part about the douche in the movie is that, like, obviously all these things are, like, alive, and so the douche is alive, but he is, like, your stereotypical bro douche. He's just like, oh, what's up, bro? Like, come on, we gotta do, like, oh, I'm getting so pumped, bro! Like, he's actually kind of, like, the pseudo-main villain of the whole nice. Thing. The douche. And the funny thing is that they stereotype so bad. Like, a bagel is Jewish. And like...
A falafel or whatever was Arab or something.
Not tortilla, but I can't remember what it's called, but the one Arabian or Arabian...
like, naan?
Naan, kind of, yeah. Because they have them, like, bickering back and forth with each other. And then there's a taco that is Mexican, and that's how they portrayed everything. And they had what was it, like, Nazi mustard or something like that, and
fuck.
it was just
kill the juice.
Yes, yes. Kill the juice was the Nazi mustard thing. Like, kill the juice. But everything was very, like, stereotyped, which made hilarity for it. And at the end, they gave this whole message of, like, nobody really knows. Like, it almost felt like a South Park episode with how raunchy it was. And then they were trying to put in, like, this life story or life lesson at the end, I mean.
Fucking South Park. My favorite South Park episode. By the way, I'm still laughing on the inside about you just, like, not knowing what that... I could see, like, Steve, like, can you go grab me something from the store? Yeah, what's up? Like, what do you need? It's like, it's really embarrassing. I'm having feminine issues. Like, can you get me this? Like, Steve, like, walks into the counter all confident, has no idea what the name is. He's like, yeah, can I get a female vagina plunger? Can that... what sense do you have in those? She wanted...
Well, no, it's like a reverse plunger. I didn't even know... It was really weird. I did not know what a douche was, and I'm really embarrassed by that.
No, that's all right. My brother would have been about your age, or our age, like, 4 years ago, we were talking in front of my mother, nonetheless, and he said douche, and then my mom's like, really? Like, you just said that in front of me? My brother's like, I mean, I don't even know what it is. And I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. And my brother is now 31, FYI.
What does it do? Like, this is a learning session now. I need to know what the fuck this
Douches
does.
Douches and you. An informative pamphlet done by the trophy
it's we'll talk about it later. We'll just talk about this.
It's a cleaning product. That's all you need
That's
to know.
All you really need to know. Like,
it's a feminine cleaning product. I'm not entirely sure actually what it's for, but I just know what it does and what it is.
Never had to use it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I know what a gun is, but never shot one.
Exactly. Likewise.
Well, we don't get those. It's not like that. We should make cleaning products for men, damn it, because we don't have anything. Like, women, they dart off to the bathroom, they freshen up, and they're just like, all right. Because you know how, like, girls are just like, I have to go to the bathroom quick, and then, you know, they freshen up, and everything's all good, and we sit here with, like, nut fog, and it's just like, well,
what was it going to be? Like, a Fleshlight made by Mr. Clean?
That'd be awesome. We could get, like, oh, these are...
Just like, oh, shoot. Ding! Shiny!
Fucking, like, a little discreet packet, almost like the size of a condom. Like, these are Summer Breeze ball wipes. Like, something, like...
Summer Breeze ball
like,
wipes.
Like, do something, man. Like, the market's wide open. Because think about it. Like, if somebody... What do men carry around in their wallets or their glove compartments or what? They have condoms. All right, cool. You've got a condom. Now, you don't have anything to clean it with. Like, girls carry... Like, they have little packets of,
that's
you know,
true.
Hygiene
that's true.
Products and this and that and the sprays and stuff. But it's not like... We have fucking... It's not like, dick be clean. Like, you're going... Like, if you met somebody at the club and you're going that night, you got fucking swamp dick... going in hot, like swamp dick is ready. We could corner the market. That's all I'm saying. Continue, Nick.
I don't even know where I was gonna go from there. After that whole spiel, I'm ready to buy in. Like, can I buy a stock?
Yeah, man. We can, you know, trophy husbands, manly.
Well, the problem with that is, like, at that point, it would be considered a sex toy, and they'd probably just throw it in the, like...
That's probably true.
That's
you
fine.
See, that's why we don't have anything, because they consider everything that they've tried to put out sex toys for men. That's, I bet...
How so? The floor was yours.
I bet that's what the Fleshlight was originally.
No.
No, that was just something
that
for
was,
to fuck.
That was just a fucking toy. I just think, for the most part, they perceive men as not wanting to clean down there. So they don't bother coming up with anything to clean down there.
But it would make sense to have it on hand.
And yeah. Since when does this world make sense?
True.
Well, as we discussed, it's already a comic, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ball wipes coming at you.
Swinging
ball
at
wipes,
you.
Ball wipes, ball wipes! Do your balls feel sticky? Get some ball wipes!
Why haven't fucking Axe done this? They're trying to, like, peddle, like, styling products.
Actually, that would be a good thing for Axe
to
go into.
Yeah.
Especially like, considering they always use... I mean, you know, they'd have to be a little more subtle about it, but they always use this...
balls
deep. There we go.
Actually, my friend, Noel made a drinking game called Balls Deep from a beach ball. And what she did was wrote a bunch of different actions all over the ball. So it'd be like, drink one, give somebody else a drink, and so on and so forth, and stuff like that. So you'd throw it to somebody, and then wherever your right thumb landed is whatever you had to do.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, actually.
Patent pending. Noel Fratatatatatatatatatatat.
It's a really cheap game to make, too.
Yeah. It is.
You just get volleyballs.
We should totally get one for the next party.
Yeah.
Happy down.
Yeah.
Dip, dip, dip.
Yeah. Axe could totally do it.
No, they I mean, they already have the commercials and everything where it's like, oh, they're a slut, but then they use our product and all the women want them. I mean, literally, if you look at a can or any of, like, their products or anything, it does say, like, you know, pseudo warning, like, once you use this, women will be all over you, blah, 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 blah. Like, stupid, but.
No, they won't.
No.
No, just buy pheromones.
Actually, though, I do always get complimented. People.
Oh, wait, you're serious.
You can actually buy pheromone cologne.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I do always get complimented by people on how good I smell.
Yeah, I mean, certain ones don't smell bad. Other ones are just like, dude, you're not in seventh grade.
Exactly, exactly. Like, you're not going to seventh grade homecoming.
Yeah, like, your shirt's not two sizes too small, and you don't have your uncle's tie. But yeah, you can actually get pheromone cologne. It's actually fairly inexpensive, and it smells different on everybody because everybody smells different, but it brings out your natural scent.
Oh, so it's not like you're spraying yourself with other person's pheromones kind of thing? I was going to ask about
just,
that.
It's just
like,
natural pheromones, and it'll smell very different for everyone. So you can put it on, like, three different people, and they'll smell three different scents.
Interesting.
And then also just eat a fuck ton of celery, because it makes you naturally smell better.
Duly noted. Actually, I normally do garlic, and that is, like, the opposite.
Do you want gas chamber farts? Hit up Nick.
No, I don't get any, like, gassiness or anything, but, quick here, my first date with Alex, I remember my mom's car had broken down, so she called me and was like, hey, can you give me a ride to work this morning? I said, yeah, sure, I got you. So I went to get her, and we're driving in, and she's just like, you smell like garlic, your car reeks of garlic, were you eating something garlicky this morning? And I go, no. And she goes, well, do you cook with garlic a lot? I go, well, yeah, like, it's almost in every dish that I make, like, for dinner or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And she just goes, oh, my God, you're one of those people. I'm like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? And she goes, there's some people that just eat so much garlic that they, like start emanates. Sweating out their pores. And she goes, you reek of garlic. She had, laughing like she had no idea. She's like, well, I hope you don't have a date anytime soon. And I didn't say anything, but I had my first date with Alex that night. And one of Alex's first comments to me was, you smell really good. And I was about to go to my mom, like, in your face!
Bang!
But Alex also likes garlic, so maybe that'd be part of it.
Just rubs cloves on you while you're asleep. Just like whip
she
it.
She has a piece of bread, she just goes, yeah, it's garlic bread now.
Oh, wow! I'm not that bad.
After you pass out post-coitus and you're just like all sweaty, she's like, time to make some garlic bread.
I am not that bad!
Oh, yeah, make some garlic for me, baby.
She goes downstairs, puts in the oven. You thanks for a little bit.
What's that smell? Well, you just missed it there, cupcake.
God. Alright, on that note, though, guys, let's call it an episode.
Alright. I'm Marcus. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at QUEZMAB. Snapchat is SIRMAB. Luke went to the store to get milk, and he's not come back. So,
he'll be back eventually?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Daddy?
People are just like, our Luke is here. Like, our Luke went to the store!
He never came back!
Alright, my name's Steve. Have a good week.
Alright.
Man, a few words.
I was surprised because you put more forth than you normally do. Normally it's just like, Steve, or I'm Steve. But you actually added, have a good week, which is good. I like it.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Or, baby steps.
I mean, it's only episode 20, so it's
exactly. Baby steps. You know, some people are a little slower than others.
Yeah, episode 40, he'll be contributing full paragraphs.
Prose. There's going to be a prose piece by episode 40, yes.
Yes.
Steve and Pokemon Go for you.
Oh my god.
I stopped playing.
Yeah, Steve doesn't play anymore, really.
Thank you. Thank you for getting off the fucking wagon. It's a deep addiction.
It really is, though. Anyway, I am Nick. You can check me up on Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram, all at NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. And look for new episodes dropping on Trophy Tuesdays. Everyone, have a good week.